The underlying technology for in-display cameras is essentially the same for all manufacturers, with various kinds of brand-specific software tweaking to produce better image quality and hide the cameras well under the screen. You are hearing the second episode of Lex Podcast. In this episode, I would be sharing how Oppo and Xiaomi has planned the new under-display camera technology. How does the under-display cameras really work? The underlying technology for in-display cameras is essentially the same for all manufacturers, with various kinds of brand-specific software tweaking to produce better image quality and hide the cameras well under the screen. So let's take a look at how Oppo and Xiaomi worked on this technology. Let's have a look at Oppo's implementation. Oppo has revealed that the display uses a custom-made transparent material that allows the light to reach the selfie camera through the phone's display. Speaking of selfie cameras, Oppo also said that the image sensor is larger than other smartphones, resulting in a much better image quality. They also claimed that the touch response of the display above the camera would not be affected. Oppo also acknowledged the fact that the image quality would be reduced as the screen is now on the front of the camera module due to glare, shadows, etc. They added that they were working on some software tweaks to fix the problem. Now let's have a look at Xiaomi's implementation. Xiaomi is also using a similar technology to Oppo. As reported by the official Mi blog, the third generation under-display camera technology allows the light to reach the camera sensor through the gaps between the individual pixels on the screen. Now, in order to keep the pixel density at its best, Xiaomi has doubled the number of pixels on the screen so that things on the part of the display above the camera have equally better brightness, contrast, and color accuracy than the rest of the screen. Xiaomi claims that the camera circuitry has been designed in such a way that most of the circuit components are hidden between the subpixels of the screen to increase the intensity of the light reaching the camera sensor. Similar to Oppo, Xiaomi also claimed that they had been working on some software tweaks to deal with the uneven glare that could ruin your perfect selfies because of the screen above the camera module. ZTE launched its first under-display camera, ZTE Axon 25G, on September 1st. Other than this showcasing feature, the phone has mid-range specs. So, would you buy a smartphone with in-display camera in the near future? Do let me know. So yeah, let's wait and see how this under-display camera performs and will it really make the smartphone's display much attractive. So yeah, that's it for today. Stay safe. Until then, peace.